Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions the people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jethro. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola! All right, Jethro, you understand how this here game is played.
Oh, yeah, this one almost every day.
Oh, hell yeah, and thank you.
Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Second-time caller. Well, welcome back to the show. Here are the three...
Happy 20th.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate that. Here are your three categories for today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that caused the mess.
I want new drugs.
A Florida man told police he does not remember breaking into a home wearing only a shirt because he was high on drugs. Police say residents inside a home in Winter Haven, Florida, were awakened shortly after 1:30 a.m. by a loud bang at the front door. When they went to investigate, police said the residents found 23-year-old Austin Smith in the living room, wearing only a shirt with no pants or shoes, much like the legendary Winnie the Pooh. Meanwhile, he was holding the victim's carpet cleaner in his hand. That's right, the carpet cleaner. According to police, the residents yelled at Smith, who immediately ran out of the home, dropping the carpet cleaner. Officers said they found Smith walking in the area about a block away. The reason they could identify him is because, again, he's just wearing a shirt. Now, they say Smith broke into the home by kicking down the door. Smith, however, told officers he didn't recall what he was doing because he was high. And the police believed him, but that didn't stop them from arresting him. Smith has been charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling. Believe it or not, nothing about the, you know, indecent exposure. Maybe he was decent. Anyway, what drug was my man high on when he broke in and tried to steal that coveted carpet cleaner? Was it crack? Was it meth? Was it mushrooms or was it Xanax? So crack, meth, mushrooms, or Xanax, why was he pantsless and stealing carpet cleaner? I don't need to be high to do that personally.
Sober or not sober, right?
Well, definitely not sober.
So how old are the residents that he attacked?
Was the residents, I don't know. It's Winter Haven, Florida, man. So, I mean, it's...
Winter Haven. Everybody's over 65 there anyway.
Right, so he breaks in, he's naked, and he steals
carpet. He's not naked, Ted, he's wearing a shirt.
That's right, he's poo bearing it.
He's poo bearing it, kicks open the door, and the only thing he tried to steal was the carpet cleaner, but when the residents told him to leave, he did, but dropped the carpet cleaner and left it behind.
Jethro, I'm going to go mushrooms.
Mushrooms, huh? Okay. How about you, Ted?
Hmm. Tough one. But I feel like...
Chicken tonight?
I could. You know what? I'm going old school. I'll say crack.
Crack. Okay, Jethro, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go off the road. I'm going to go to Xanax. Just some weird reason. Not the standard drug that guy was on, but something totally that I don't understand. So,
okay. What drugs was Pooh Bear on? Crack, meth, mushrooms, or Xanax? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, drugs on profile. This week in Florida, where a man on drugs told cops he does not remember kicking down a door and breaking into a home without pants on. He was high, tried to steal a carpet cleaner?
Carpet cleaner, yeah.
Yeah, good times. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? Crack, meth, mushrooms, or Xanax?
And Jethro, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery and went with mushrooms. Still trying to throw my beloved shrooms under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was not mushrooms. D-Ted Smith.
It's coming season down there.
Pete Smith, you want old school, went with old crack.
Crack. Rocking it up.
It was not crack. Jethro, that leaves you with Xanax.
No, it was on meth.
Old school meth.
I'll be damned.
The fact that he wasn't wearing pants but was not violent tells me that he was on meth. If he had no pants on and was violent, I would say PCP.
Okay.
Yeah.
The people on PCP tend to get very hot and sweaty and want to disrobe, but then they want to fight.
I've been known to Pooh Bear it just around the house.
When you
but you still have socks and shoes on, I bet. Well, yeah.
But Pooh didn't wear shoes, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a bear.
You know, that's a good point.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, through the title. These guys have teams and talents and writers help them come over to monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The list of celebrities that are attending President-elect Trump's inauguration is long, with names like Billy Ray Cyrus, Conor McGregor, and Kid Rock. Also being sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
That does sound like a Monster Energy Drink.
Seth.
Who's the guy before? Fallon.
Smith.
Damn it.
Oh, let's go.
Good joke.
Amazon is phasing out its try before you buy option. I'm going to miss buying underwear that 10 people have already tried.
Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Some business news. Amazon announced it is phasing out its try before you buy option. That's too bad. I'm going to miss buying underwear that 10 people have already tried.
Chick-fil-A's lemon-squeezing robots are saving 10,000 hours of work. Yeah, Miles, they have lemon-squeezing robots.
Mm.
Don't put your junk in there. A spokesperson with Chick-fil-A said the hours saved employees can now spend more time doing what they really love, murdering chickens.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah. Colbert.
In fast food news, Chick-fil-A's lemon-squeezing robots are saving 10,000 hours of work. A spokesperson for Chick-fil-A said, with the hours saved, employees can now spend more time doing what they really love, murdering chickens.
My pleasure. In honor of Valentine's Day, Applebee's has launched two new cocktails. But if you're being taken to Applebee's on Valentine's Day, you're going to need way more than two.
Gotta be more.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Applebee's has launched two new cocktails. But if you've been taken to Applebee's on Valentine's Day, you're going to need way more than two.
So it's funny, you talk about Seth Meyers. Every once in a while, he does those ones where he's like drinking with celebrities.
Yeah.
So I forget what night. It might have been New Year's Eve or whatever. And I've been known to record some random stuff, right? Like I always record the fireworks so I can look at fireworks all year round.
Okay.
But I also, they had a special that was just, it was like a Seth Meyers special, and it was just him out drinking with different celebrities.
I saw that it was on, but I did not watch it.
Well, I DVR'd it. Come on over. We'll all watch it.
I want to see the fireworks, man.
You can watch both, dude.
Okay.
Order a pizza. All right. I don't want to get to the sad news first.
Let's start with sad news about celebrities you love that have died. All right. Betty White. Everybody loves Betty. Betty White, right?
Yeah. She's dead?
Apparently, she had a reputation for not being the nicest person behind the scenes, kind of like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, Betty's not here to defend herself, but Sally Struthers, might remember her from the 70s sitcom All in the Family. Mm-hmm. You also remember her from Save the Children ads.
And nothing else, yeah.
And she's also a Netflix show, A Man on the Inside with Ted Danson.
Except for that, yes.
So basically, she told a story that she was at Betty's house with some other people to work on a pilot for a game show. Betty's housekeeper brought out a plate of cookies. When Sally Struthers reached for one, Betty told her, quote, "Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie."
Oh, look out. Zap!
Then why did you serve it?
Yeah. Sally Struthers, like, she fat-shamed me in front of the rest of the people. I thought, that's not nice. Said she was passive-aggressive to women. I know everybody loves her. They loved her so much. I didn't have that great of an experience with her. But this is kind of funny. Sally Struthers did mention that she loved Bea Arthur from The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Called her a force of nature and, quote, filthier than a drunken sailor.
I can believe that. Nothing about Bea Arthur said to me that she's not filthy behind the scenes.
It's also kind of funny who gets to be filthy around certain people, right? Like, there's obviously jokes you would make, but generally around family or whatever, you're not going to make those jokes.
Correct.
But then when I was back east, we hung out with some family friends of ours. And, like, I love Julian Kelly, but they are just filthy. And it was just kind of funny. I was just like, everybody's dying laughing. I'm kind of like, man, if I cracked that joke.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, my sister-in-law would chew me out. But mm-hmm. It was kind of nice. Miles, you would love these two. You can't say anything without it's a sexual joke. And then, granted, they're my brother's age, so they're older. They were very attractive then. They're attractive now. I am 44, and as soon as I walk in, they're like, oh, hey, Jenny. And they're like rubbing their boobs. I'm like, come on. I'm a grown-up now.
So keep doing it.
I don't like boobs.
I've grown out of it.
I know.
I'm an ass man now.
All right, this is sad news. Bob Uecker passed away. Now, Bob Uecker, a lot of people know him from a lot of different shows. Mr. Belvedere.
Yep.
He also was pretty famous for being Harry Doyle in the Major League movies. He was also a real announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers forever.
He actually was.
And won a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forget. He was a player, too. But we got here is just like little smash cut of some of Harry Doyle's best lines from Major League.
Top of the ninth, leading 10-7. Bases loaded, two down. And Rick Vaughn has come on to try and nail it down against Felipe Aguilar, a dangerous right-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches. Boy, how can these guys lay off pitches that close?
Hello again, everybody. Harry Doyle here, welcoming all you friends of the feather to another season of Indians baseball. A lot of new faces in Chief Wahoo's tribe this year as they take on the defending American League champs, the New York Yankees. And hopefully we'll have some of the names that go with those faces before their first at-bat. Anyway, listen to the roar of the crowd as the Indians take the field.
He just got the microphone out. There's nobody there.
Yes, sir. They love this club here in Cleveland. Just a reminder, fans, about Die Hard Night coming up here at the stadium. Free admission to anyone who was actually alive the last time the Indians won a pennant.
As Miles was saying, right, he played for the Brewers, and then he won a title with the St. Louis Cardinals in 64. He did get into Hall of Fame.
As a broadcaster,
yeah, the Ford C. Fink Award. Also, Bob Uecker is just one of those guys. Look, if you love baseball, you know him. But there's very few people that, like, everybody's, like, got a story. And it's like, Uecker was the man. Uecker did this. I mean, I want to say there's stories about him just, like, after games, like, stopping into, like, the bar in Milwaukee.
Yep. He was part of the original Taste Great, Less Filling campaign. Wow.
That's what I remember as a kid. Yep. He was all over that. And, look, I've been to Milwaukee when the Brewers are playing a playoff game, right? So, like, you see the stadium, and then there's, like, this hill. And they've taken these old row homes, right? And they, like, just knocked down walls. So it's, like, three giant sports bars.
That's cool.
It was awesome. I mean, just unreal time. But same thing, the like people were like, oh yeah, like he would like supposedly he would get done games sometimes and then would just go to the sports bar and like have a beer with people.
You know, I think Bob Uecker will almost go the way of like John Madden in the sense of a lot of people remember him as this comedic actor. No, dude, he was a baseball player and actually an announcer.
And John Madden, a great broadcaster,
was actually a player and a coach, and you know him as a broadcaster, and now he's a video game, right? Like, so when Madden died a couple of years ago, my son, I remember he walked up to me like, Dad, did you know that Madden, like John Madden, he was a coach? He was a player too, dude, and he did broadcast. But my kid has no idea. But my kid loves who John Madden was just because of that.
Well, apparently.
And I think Euchre's the same way, where a lot of people are like, I love Bob Uecker. And you go like, oh, Christ, he actually played baseball too?
Like, much like Vin Scully. He was a great storyteller, and he had that comedic sense of timing.
Yes.
So he had the ability to be funny during a baseball game when you needed that because the team wasn't doing very well. So he would...
That's the other thing, too, is that, like, baseball announcers get more... You know them more, and they're more famous, I think, than other sports announcers, but mainly just because of the pace of the game. Now, over the years, right, with the pitch clock, we sped it up.
Sure.
But like Miles is saying, you're watching a bad team, or you're watching, you know, and they're just giving up hits left and right. Those games would take 3.5-4 hours. So a guy like Uecker cracking jokes, you're like, all right.
Yeah, you watch the game to listen to these guys.
And then cracking jokes. Ball outside. Counts three and two.
And then get back to what he's talking about.
And then, you know, keep the story going, and then.
And so my wife came home.
All four.
Yeah, well, then there's that one from a couple years ago where the guy used a gay slur about San Francisco.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then he comes back on the air, and it's like, I'm really sorry. I'm embarrassed. I shouldn't use that term. There's a drive to left.
Whoa. Fawn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason.
Right. What was the famous one with Berman doing play-by-play for a football game?
Oh, was it some like, heavy thing he was talking
about? They're talking about domestic violence. And like, we wouldn't, you know, that's awful. We wouldn't condone. That's a block punt! Jesus, man. Right. Finish that thought. And it's TV. You know they can see it.
And you say that, and that's happened a lot with pop-up ads. Right? So you'll click on a story that has a horrific headline. And you're like, oh my God, man. Like, seven kids were shot at an orphanage, which was also lit on fire by a puppy that was beaten by a serial killer. And then like, Toyota. Right, just takes over the whole screen. Like, guys, you might want to be selective about what you dominate my screen with. Because, like, I know this is not the story you want me to connect to Toyota, but you took over my screen as I was reading this horrible thing, and now I connect Toyota to this thing.
Oh, yeah. We have advertisers on our radio station that are also on, you know, local television.
Yeah.
So I'm on the website. The story is awful. And then right when I start reading it about just tragic news, you know, up pops.
I know. And you're
filling the button. Like, this is not
you
the time.
Did not want to be a part of this. And I get what they pay for.
I understand, but do you know when your pop-up came up?
Like, man,
I mean, the whole house caught on fire. It was horrible.
Alaska Airlines. Like, geez. Yeah, exactly.
Try new Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Damn it, man.
Another sad story, especially if you're into, I would say, not just movies and TV, but artistic.
Yeah.
Cinema, if you will. I am not so much, but I know a lot of people.
I like how you say it like a thespian, like, but it does not suit me.
Right. But David Lynch, he also passed away. You know him as director of Twin Peaks, Mulholland Drive.
Velvet. If you were confused after watching a movie, there's a good chance he directed it. Castle, we broke this news to Castle, and Castle's like, it's not about him. He's like, my wife loves David Lynch. We're going to end up watching all of Twin Peaks tonight.
Yeah. Like, I know a couple people that flew to, like, New York for, like, 2 days to watch him do, like, a show.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, I guess he sat around and talked to people. Like I said, super famous, but a very artistic guy. Like, I never watched Twin Peaks. I don't think I've seen Mulholland Drive. I'm sure I've seen some of his work.
He's on the John Waters level of being an iconic, just very different director.
Yes,
by two different directors, but you get the idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, John Waters, Mike, I know you don't know who he is, but he's a famous director and stuff from Baltimore, has a little tiny pencil-thin mustache or whatever, and we were going to interview him. This will be funny if you know who he is, and I come back in after talking to him, and I go, hey, guys, I think that Waters guy might be a little gay. And they're like, you think? And I'm like, yeah, Thrill, I really do think so. He's wearing pink socks, and the way he kind of made some jokes, and they're like, he's like... famous for being gay.
He's king of the gay.
Right. I'm like, no kidding, huh?
He's Prince gay.
It's wearing pink socks.
Right. But you know me, right? I'm like 22, 23, like, fellas. Yeah. Like,
hey, guys.
Yeah, right. And he, in retrospect, he knew that I didn't know. And I'm just like, because I was like, you want a glass of water? I would love one, Dad. Do you want it hot or cold? Whatever way you want to make it for me. I was like, okay, Mr. Waters. Weren't we talking about Sesame Street earlier today?
Yes, we were.
Well, 55th season premieres on Max today.
Damn.
So you can watch that if you want. Harley Quinn's out there. There's also a cool thing on Peacock, behind Saturday Night Live. It's a limited series, and they're going to break down some of the best skits of all time. And I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to the Windy City of Chicago and possibly the largest airport I've set foot in, O'Hare International. A flight bound for Phoenix was just getting its wheels off the ground when it collided with an animal out on the runway. The pilot immediately declared an emergency and worked with ATC to get turned back around and back on the ground. The passengers were taken to their final destination by another plane later that afternoon, and the FAA is investigating the incident, which shouldn't take long at all, seeing as everyone was able to see the coyote that was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was hit by the plane.
It's not what you expect to hit in a plane.
It's really not. And it's
you think Sully's like, dude, I had to land a plane in a river when I hit geese.
Right.
I hit a freaking coyote. Get out of here.
The geese make sense. They're already in the air.
They're
they're doing their thing. A coyote, like, I understand coyotes and other animals get hit by cars.
Sure. You just don't think runway.
Right. A little too open.
I had a flight delayed. We were in Philadelphia because there was a dog on the runway. And everyone's like, dude, just fire up the engine.
Right.
Our guess is that the dog will move out of the way.
Run one of the trucks out there to just run it off real quick. Come on, man. In other news, more fun with the airlines. We go to Georgia for a flight ironically bound for Chicago that needed to be delayed. Passengers made it to Chicago 5 hours after their scheduled flight thanks to a delay, but it wasn't anything wrong with the plane, unruly passenger, or a missing flight attendant, as, you know, they like to do that.
TSA reported to authorities that one of the pilots that had gone through security before getting on the flight had the distinct smell of alcohol on his breath.
Uh-oh.
He was reported to authorities who took the pilot into custody, and the flight was delayed. Southwest issued an apology to all those affected by the drunken pilot and worked to accommodate passengers to their final destination in short order. And, of course, the FAA then took that moment to tell everybody about how it's not okay for any pilot to be under any kind of influence.
We know. I know they got to say this stuff. We know.
I hate that they have to say it. I don't understand why they need to say it. It should. We understand. That's a notion. Nobody hires pilots like, you know what? We like them drunk. Like,
that's also why it's in the news.
Yeah. Right.
Like, well, it made the news because he's a drunk pilot. Right. We know that that is not what you encourage.
Do we really need to get the FAA to say something about that? Like, us as a society, are we really going to demand that the FAA reinforce the fact that, no, they don't just like people being drunk in the air?
Like, cops don't waste their time saying that.
Right.
Like, we arrested a murderer. Hey, by the way, we don't condone murder. We know.
Right.
We know you don't.
That's why you're... Yeah. Uh-huh. We make our way to the Indian Ocean for an interaction ripe for a Netflix special. An Italian model was being filmed as he enjoyed the waters of the beach before he shows obvious signs of alarm. He falls into the water and flails, lifting his foot out of the water for viewers to see. The octopus that had decided to hitch a ride on him.
Mm-hmm.
After he establishes the animal isn't there to cause any trouble, he seems to befriend the creature, holding it up for the camera in various poses and even allows it to hang off of his back for a moment before sending it back into the water.
The octopus just wanted a photo op.
Pretty much.
It even made duck lips in the picture.
Oh, with his beak?
Yeah.
Just little duck lips beak.
That'd be crazy having an octopus just latch onto you.
Yes. Well, yeah. I would freak the hell out.
Seems to be enjoying the time.
Right. And it was wading distance in that water. I don't picture them being that close to shore. Not that it's out of the question for them to be there, but...
Sure.
I mean, he was definitely curious because he just walked up the dude's leg. You know, the guy's freaking out, but the octopus is like, what's this thing? Doesn't give a damn, and he's got all kinds of like cupping marks all over him and hickeys all over him and stuff like that.
Where's that hickey from, baby? I swear to God, you're not gonna believe this.
Right.
It was an octopus.
It was a doggone octopus, man. He got into my shot. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully there's good news.
To Istanbul for a story right out of Disney. Surveillance footage is going viral of a stray dog walking up to a door with one of its lifeless pups in its mouth. The dog sets the pup down at the doorstep and stares inside the door until people come in and come out and investigate. Rather, turns out that the place that the dog brought the pup to was a local veterinary clinic. They took the pup back and established that it was fading due to a slow heartbeat caused by the cold weather. They were also they were able to nurse the pup back to health and were able to make connection with another dog that was brought into their care that they believe was a part of the same litter.
Nice.
So
damn, just that is something dogs can read.
What if that dog had been to that vet before?
Right,
for some reason.
Maybe.
You know, I mean. Just went right for it. Yeah. Like, right directly to that door. That dog knew exactly what it was doing taking that dog.
The dog's probably like, it says veterinarian's clinic right there on the
Come
door.
Come on, guys. You're going to take
a McDonald's?
Give me more credit.
Jesus.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you tonight by our friends at Sports on What. If any of these sports that I'm bringing you want to know where to find it, you can download Sports on What, and they will tell you exactly where in your area you can find where that sport's on and when.
Awesome.
We lost an icon in the world of broadcasting and a hard loss for baseball lovers everywhere. Legendary broadcaster Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. Ted covered it at length at TV Time. The world is a lesser place without him on the microphone, man.
It is.
As far as what you're going to watch, you've got college hoops, NBA basketball, and NHL hockey on tonight. And the Kraken are in Winnipeg taking on the Jets. Again, you can find out where those are at Sports on What.
Rogers.
Meanwhile, in the world of weather, more clouds tonight with low and variable winds bringing things down to right around 36. And that'll open up to tomorrow where we can expect a partly cloudy day after some cover in the morning and a high of 43. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Listen to the lovely Jolene tonight, at least on the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com for 1 hour for your chance at 5K a day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.